Blog Talk Radio.
The Voyager gazed in wonder. It was a time machine.
Hello, is anybody there?
Damn. Hey, little brother.
The time machine worked.
Make this December one to remember.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hello, hello, hello. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there. This is your girl, Alicia LaVon, and I got the Bull King on the line with me.
What's good, y'all? Merry Christmas.
This is a product of WBNN. This show is All in One with Alicia LaVon and Eric King on Facebook on Live. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. It's a time for family. It's a time for giving. It's a time for not being selfish. It's a time for thinking, about others instead of yourself. One thing that a wise man told me was contribute beyond yourself. And that really stuck with me. Today is the day to not be concerned about yourself and to to consider and to help beyond yourself, to give a, to not think about yourself. So I hope that everybody is getting a little bit of holiday love and cheer and joy and happiness tonight, just by giving, even if you don't receive anything, just by giving to others. Today's topic is,
Merry Christmas again to everybody, all the listeners. Hope everybody's having a wonderful time with their family, with their friends, with their loved ones, for anybody that's significant in their life. Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic is Christmas, basically, and in regards to Christmas, it's about giving gifts. Are we waiting to Christmas to give gifts? Are we waiting for Christmas to overwhelm us with giving instead of giving all throughout the year? And you might think I'm talking about giving things a monetary value, like money or jewelry or clothes, things like that that a lot of human beings love. But in my eyes, a gift could come in the form of a smile, in the form of lifting someone up throughout the day, from January all the way to December. Hey, how you doing? Having conversations be a little longer than the simple, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. What about have a good day? What about have a wonderful life? It's good talking with you. You know, gifts could come in many forms other than monetary values. And I feel like we need to start giving those gifts that's not monetary value throughout the year, so that when Christmas comes, it doesn't overwhelm us. Insanely, a lot of families, a lot of friends, a lot of loved ones are becoming overwhelmed when these holidays, because a lot of them are using one day to give everything. Bank accounts are getting broke, things of that nature. And we want to push the narrative of giving gifts every day that's in the form of a smile, in the form of a how you doing, in the form of just caring for others throughout the entire year. Because the world needs it. The world is in a turmoil right now. The world is, if you ask me, kind of going underground right now, because everybody is on the agenda for self. And with everybody being on the agenda for self, it is really affecting not only the adults, but also the children, because the children are watching. The children are growing up to be adults, just like us. Now, are we leading by example?
Speaking of self, let's talk about how self, not giving and thinking about the self, affects other people and the planet even, such as global warming. I was just having a conversation about that. We were talking about how I was in a store as I was Christmas shopping for other people. I was in the store and I was buying some clothes for a Christmas gift. And me and the young lady were talking about how, you know, global warming is affecting the planet. Global warming is affecting the planet because it is people not respecting our planet. They are consuming at enormous rates. Everything is so easy now. Why is all of a sudden it's a hole in the ozone layer? Why all of a sudden now the ice caps are melting? Why all of a sudden now all these many, many years and years and however old the earth is, right, however old our civilization is, the planet is finally breaking down? I think that, not even think, it's been known, talked about, that the way that we consume and the way that we're selfish affects how our planet is being treated, how our planet is being treated. And it's literally affecting our planet because, you know, it's dying. Our planet is dying, and it's all because of us. Maybe not on purpose. You know, the road is paved with good intentions. We intend to make things a little easier for ourselves when we go drive our cars to work every day. Not only are we obese because we drive our cars to work every day, but driving our cars to work every day affects the planet. It makes the hole in the ozone layer bigger. Wouldn't you say so, Kane?
Definitely. And this this goes back to what I said about everybody thinking about themselves. But collectively, we have to think about each other. You know, they've taken God out of the schools. They've taken God out of a lot of things that God used to be a part of. You know, and with that being said, by taking God out of things, it became a thing for people to rely on self. Not only their self and their body, but their own knowledge. And it says, lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord, and he shall renew your heart. And I'm not speaking just to the Christians or to the Muslims, because I've departed religion to further my vision. But the good book, which is the Bible, it does have a whole lot of knowledge on there that can actually help us get through these tough times together. Because the world needs the people to care for. And the people in the world need the people of the world to care for them. Because it's hard here. I'm going to just let this moment of silence go by for anybody that's struggling out there, for anybody that didn't get gifts today, that anybody that's overwhelmed with these holidays, or people that are suffering in silence because holidays are triggering so many negative emotions from their childhood. I want to give a couple seconds of, do a moment of silence for those people. But I want to let you know that you matter.
Wait.
Track next by international DJ legend Dr. O. Give it to us.
Hey, yo, Teddy, you ready?
Yep, yep.
Hey, yo, Nasty Man, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Crazy Legs?
You know I'm stepping.
Yeah, well, let's put this together and let all the girls out there know how we want to be done.
Now, what's your mind if I lay you down and let your legs bleed? Made your body sticky with some bumblebees. And tickled your fancy with my finger or a feather. Worry not, my lover, the Hester is clever. Now, I'd like to hold you and squeeze you tight, but don't turn into an acrobat and flip over now. Cause we can go on if the loving is strong, but I'd really hate to have the right to do me wrong.
My voice, honey bun? Oh, I understand. You have sleep. Now, wait a minute. Who's people?
just beef. I know it ain't mine, mine is on my hip. Now tell me you didn't slip on the honey, get your pocket trips. It's time to get your heart broke. Honey, I smell smoke, you thought he was dope, so you took a toke. So here's the news, I'm ghost, I'm out of here, long gone. The lover went left, so honey, you stay strong. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be with her, cause she'll do me right. Do me right.
Hey, 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 yo, we back, we back. Thank you for that awesome music. Great vibes, great vibes. We hope everybody's having a wonderful night. Alicia's over here playing with her.
Christmas gift.
A little Christmas metaverse gift. I'm over here looking in awe.
But I'm totally committed to the show, though.
She said she's totally committed to the show, though. That's awesome, and I believe that. Yeah. So, yeah. Gifts are amazing, and we hope that everybody's enjoying any kind of gifts that they got. You know, never really look at the price that a person paid for the gift that they gave you. Just we want to push the narrative for people to give more about the thought somebody thinking of them, because not everybody gets thought about these days. There's a lot of, I like to call them campers. Many people call them homeless people. I like to call them campers because I believe that they're just camping out right now. Not everybody's having a wonderful Christmas. Not everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, these are times when family get together, when family is really, really in tune with their families and giving and having food and taking care of them. But let's just keep in mind the people out there that it's less fortunate to not have family, to not have friends to call. And no matter what they did, a lot of people might be thinking, oh, they must have did something to mess their friends up or mess their family up. Well, I don't want to judge, you know. I was in Iraq, and I was dealing with a lot of terrorist people that did a lot of bad things, you know. But a lot of times, some of them were not guilty. If they came in and they said, hey, this guy is suspected of blowing four people up, I can't judge that. I can't treat how I want to treat them off of the negative energy that they came in for. I can't treat them like that because they're not guilty. You know, I can't judge their lives. So therefore, I have to treat them humanely, just like the Geneva Convention says, to treat all detainees humanely. So let's not judge others that's camping outside. Let's not judge others that doesn't have family, that doesn't have friends, that might be lonely. Let's not laugh at these people. Let's help them. Let's say a prayer for them. Let's lift them up. Let's start lifting up the souls of this universe that is really down. Let's start lifting up the people of the world who needs lifted up, have the ability to inspire other people. So if everybody's not inspired, if so many people is discouraged, then how are they going to help people that come across on their path? How are they going to help people on their journey? Each one,
right.
Each one. So that's the question I have. If we continue to let people walk around discouraged without giving them help, without asking them how their day is going, how do we expect the world to be a better place? What are we doing to contribute to this world being a better place? Take a moment to ask yourself that. What are you doing? Not that your family and your friends only are doing good, but what about the stranger that you passed the other day? The stranger that might just needed someone to say hello to them before they committed suicide. Do you know that the suicide rate for holidays is very much increased than the normal days throughout the year. So ask yourself, what am I doing to make this world a better place, just my family and my friends? If anybody know about Tony Robbins, he has six human needs to happiness, y'all. You know, go look it up. Tony Robbins, TonyRobbins. He has six human needs to happiness. The first human need is certainty. We got to be certain that we got food, clothes, water, and shelter. The second human need is uncertainty. You don't want to know everything in life. You don't want to know how every single second is going to go. You want some uncertainty, like a raise from your job. Like the boss coming up to you and say, hey, you got $1, $2, $5 raise or a bonus, something of that nature. Number three, significant. You have to feel significant to be happy. If you don't feel significant, the chances of you being happy are very slim. How do you feel significant? You have to identify your purpose. Another way to feel significant is through others. Do you know other people can make you feel significant? And with that being said, everybody that's listening to this show should do a better job at making others feel significant. You can make someone feel significant just by saying hello. Instead of just walking past them, you walk past somebody. Now in their head, oh, you think you're better than me. That's not inspiring growth. That's not inspiring love. You don't have to have a 5-20-minute conversation with someone. Just a simple hello. Have a wonderful day. It's great meeting you. All right? Number four. So we got number one, being certainty. Number two, uncertainty. And these are the 16 minutes to happiness. Number three, feeling significant. Number four is growing. Anything that isn't growing is dying. Any seed that's not being watered with the proper photosynthesis, the sunlight, is not growing. It's dying. If it's not dying, it's stagnant. It's not going anywhere. And the last two human needs to happiness, according to Tony Robbins, which I totally agree with, these two are geared more towards the soul. It's the love of connection. One might just think that's intimacy, sex. And it could be very well that. But it's also taking a walk at the beach, going to Starbucks and reading the book, standing by the window while it's raining and listening to the white noise. Love of connection could far ways besides intimacy. And do you want to know the six human needs of happiness? I think I heard everybody listening say, yeah, King.
Yeah, King.
Okay. The six human needs of happiness, once you've got certainty, uncertainty, you feel significant, you're growing, you have a love of connection, the six human needs to happiness is to contribute to something beyond. See, a lot of people with big businesses, million-dollar businesses, billion-dollar businesses, donating money to charities and things of that nature. So to contribute beyond yourself is the sixth and final human need to happiness. Let that sink in. We got certainty, food, water, shelter. We got uncertainty, raises at your job, bonuses, things you didn't see coming. We got significance, feeling significant, feeling purpose. Like TDJ said, having a purpose-driven life. Growing. Anything that isn't growing is dying. Love of connection. Identifying a love of connection through a walk on the beach, listening to the ocean, going to the river, and reading a book at Starbucks to contribute beyond yourself. That's the greatest one that I love. And we're going to go to the next track by International. DJ Legend.
Okay. Yeah.
Wall, standing slim and tall, but I think that's all she wants to do. Oh, but I don't think that is true, cause I see a mover too, sneaking out her attitude. Girl, make up your mind, if you don't want to prove that it's fine. Girl, don't be
And we're back once again. This is All in One. It's your girl, Alicia Levine, and the Bull King, live on WBNN. From live goes All in One. Do we got any callers on the line? Is anybody there? Does anybody care?
Well, you know I care, and I'm so glad you guys are on. You know, we're depthifying greatness tonight because for the first time in 11 days, Blog Talk Radio has allowed Bevan Nation to be on air now. Now, I do have a caller in queue, and I know she's you know, going through a whole lot today, and I'm seeing if you get her on because she's, you know, part of our WBNN family. And here we go. Try to get her on right now. Ava Holly, you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
Hey, Ava.
How you doing?
We're good. Thanks for asking.
Merry
good to
Christmas,
have you on board.
And I'm so glad you guys are on, and I love your topic, and it's been a really long day, and I'm so happy to be here with you guys, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Yes.
Definitely been a long day. Definitely full of challenges.
Yeah, and for sure.
Challenging.
Yeah, good thing. You know, good things. You know, what I've been noticing through these last 2 years is that every time something good happens, something bad follows behind it. Something bad happens, something good happens. So it's like it's no point when something good happens. Don't get too anxious. Don't get too excited. You know, just be appreciative, be thankful. You know, and get prepared for a storm, as bad as that may seem.
This is all about your mindset. Some people look at the glass is half empty, and some people look at the glass is half full. Some people may look at some things as being a problem, and others might think of those things as not being such a big deal. So, you know, it's really your mindset and how you see things. That's how I view it. I feel like, you know, everything is in your mind. It's whatever you perceive life to be. If you want to be happy, be happy. No matter if it's raining outside, be happy. No matter if it's cold and you want it to be hot, be happy. Stop being so worried about what's not going your way because you spoil and, you know, you thinking about yourself. This whole topic was giving and being selfless. So, you know, if you look at the glasses being half full and being optimistic in life instead of pessimistic, then it'll be okay. Anything will be okay. Everything will be okay, always. I'm always going to be okay.
That was a mouthful. And I know a lot of times it's easier said than done, because you got to have the skills. You for real have to possess some type of social intelligence, some type of skills to get you through the bad times. You know, because if you don't have the skills to get through bad times, then the bad time is going to succumb you. You're going to succumb through the bad times. You know, and one of the skills I believe is having that optimistic way of thinking, you know, understanding that things is happening for a reason. Things is happening for the better. You know, I don't really look at things as bad. You know, I feel like things have to happen for other things to happen. You hear me, Ava? You still there, baby?
Everything leads you to where you are. Yeah, everything leads you to where you are.
Exactly. So I'm looking at the word imperfect. You do believe you're imperfect, right, Ava?
Now you change it to I'm perfect, like I'm possible.
Oh, my goodness. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I know
They're going to argue with you. Ava, they're going to argue with you. They're going to argue over the English terminology of imperfect. It's genius. It's genius in the word imperfect.
It is.
Yes, I don't want to quote Bibles and things of that nature, but I do want to say something that I came across in the Bible. When God say, they say, God, what's your name? He said, I am. Am I speaking right? He said, I am.
Yeah.
So when I spell imperfect, it's I am perfect. Am I telling the truth? Is that not how you spell imperfect? I am perfect.
Right.
How you spell it? So just because we don't understand what's going on doesn't mean that God don't understand what's going on. And we're supposed to be made in his image, right?
That's right.
So therefore, we could take a minute to use our brains and think, why could this be happening? Why did this woman leave me in my life alone? Why did this man leave me in my life alone? I have nothing left. You know what it is?
like she said, I'm going to speak more on their glass. If your glass is full of water, right, if the glass is full of water, and this water is warm water, nobody really likes to drink warm water, you know, you got to pour
it's
some of that.
It's good for you, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's think about hot water, drinking hot water. You feel me? We got water that's just been sitting here for ages, and it's hot now, you know? And we just came from a long day of basketball, a long day of scuba diving, and we just want a cold glass of water. Can't
right.
Because we got a bunch of hot water in this glass. And we got to pour some of it out. So look at what someone leaves in your life. You just pouring some out. And having faith that some cold water is coming your way. Something better. Don't be too bent out of shape when people leave your life, when people hurt you, when people you thought was there for 20-year friends. And no, it's not bad if they want to go. It's good. It's a good thing that they want to go. It's opening up your heart. It's opening up your mind. It's opening up your life to something that's greater. That's another skill to have when things go bad in your life. Know that something's greater is out there for us. It's waiting for us, and we can't get that until we get rid of that.
You know what? You're right, man. I'm going to come on and talk about this, too, what Chang just said. I know Leisha got his back. I know Ava got our back. What's been going on with Blog Talk Radio? Okay, if you don't have a producer that is progressive, dynamic, and spectacular, they will give up. I have no quit in me. This week, of course, we had the problems. Remember now, if Blog Talk don't let us on, then we don't do shows. So I just believe that they will clear up, and they did. And we're on the show right now, so we really, you know, King is talking to all of us tonight. You know what I mean, Ava? We don't give up. We never give up. And I'm not going to give up. Beverly Nation is too great. And, you know, Blog Talk, I hope you fixed everything that you need to fix. I'm going to say goodnight to Ava Holly because I know she's very tired. Thank you, Ava. And everybody out there, man, let's
continue
to do what
we need
to do.
We really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, we just got to do what we need to do and continue. So we go right back to the soundtrack of our lives tonight by me and God.
Come on here, baby. Just kiss me. Can I just touch you? Come here, baby. Oh,
don't say goodbye. Give me a try. Let me love you over and over.
Aaron Hogan getting a little bit too, you know, too aggressive there. But, of course, we've got 15 minutes rest of the show, or, of course, really 10 minutes for you guys, and then we go into Ngozi time. So I'll let you guys go ahead and have your final thoughts, man. I'm just glad we got a chance to do a show tonight.
Man, we so happy as well, man. Lisa and I had a lot of things going on. So with that being said, we didn't give up. You didn't give up, you know, so – before the music started playing, you ended on that not giving up topic. So I want to reiterate or elevate on that for everybody out there that's going through some things, I got a little quote that I like to say, we get to it to get through it, y'all. Amen. Say that again.
Amen.
Get to it. That means we get into the obstacles to get through the obstacles. You understand what I mean? So don't give up. If you didn't know that, now you know. You know, we get to it to get through it. We don't get to it to just stop and say, where do I go from here? Yeah, we might have some questions, but keep on going.
I got some good news for you guys. Got our commissioner. We got our commissioner on here, man, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. So glad to have her.
Oh, whoa, yay.
All right, Chinchilla, you're on the line now. Unmute yourself.
Where you at, Chinchilla?
Oh boy. Let me see if I put her, take her off, take her in into motion and put her back into motion. Here we go. Hold on a second, guys.
Chinchilla might open up gifts right now.
She might be. Doctor, you there?
Cleaning up the house after dinner.
Uh huh. We can't hear you, Chinchilla. You lie. You wide in our lines.
Okay. And y'all can
there
hear
she is.
Go.
All right.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, y'all
live
can hear me now.
Effect.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, we can
all
hear
right.
you now. Live
How are
clear.
You, King? How are you, Alicia?
We are doing well.
Hey.
We thank you on this holiday.
Yes, it's later, so I'm greater, baby.
All right. I am so glad that y'all are up and running tonight. And, definitely Blog Talk has to get it together. And I just want to let the listeners know, hey, look, we have, like, close to 25 million listeners on this network, everybody. And
wow.
What Blog Talk has done over the past 9 to 10 days is just absolutely atrocious because we were supposed to, like, my prediction was that we were going to have 25 million listeners by December 31st, which we definitely would have achieved. And guess what? We still can if Blog Talk, you know, if we're able to do these shows for the rest of the week.
Yes.
But Blog Talk, you know, it's just so ridiculous. It's absolutely horrible. But I am so glad that you got on. And then the other sad thing about what's been happening these days, like, it's the end of the year. And so
yeah.
our hosts were, this was the last show for the host this year, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. It's terrible. So hopefully it'll all be straightened out and we can continue doing what we do, you know, making a difference around the world and saving lives and bringing hope to people and spreading truth, giving them truth to power, WBNN without great hosts. But I've enjoyed what I heard from you guys tonight. And, hey, keep on keeping on. I love you guys.
Yes. Love you too, Dr. Chinchilla.
Thank you. Peace and love.
And blessings, baby, for real.
New year coming.
New year coming, new blessings. Less stress and more blessings. Heavy on the blessings this year coming. Heavy on the blessings. Anybody out there stressing right now?
Riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow. With no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose. Still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Long time since I've been on the Wheels of Steel. It makes it feel so, so great tonight to be able to share my magic, you know what I mean, with, of course, Alicia and King and All in One. Now, tomorrow we're going to try this all over again with our wonderful special, Boston Chronicles, with Jeffrey Sanders. So stay tuned. And right now, you know, we're still getting messages, you know, blah, 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 blah. They're still working on some things, but we had a perfect show tonight. So if Blog Talk permits, the Boston Chronicles tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, and standard on the one and only Bever Nation. Of course, Bever Nation has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dali Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ola Day Layback goes with my @gmail.com. I am your Bever and Father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dali Malay with Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us in the constant basis. And now with the final thoughts, y'all, Alicia and King.
Okay, well said, y'all. And as y'all know, this is a product of Damon Looks. This is not All in Four. This is not All in Three, Two.
All in Two. All in One, baby.
You feel me? Here's Alicia and King. We bring it to you live and direct. We want to give you these final thoughts, right? Be the gift you wish to have in the present. You see how present is a gift?
The present. The present is
and
a
the
gift.
The present is also now.
Here and now.
Here, now.
Moment.
At this moment.
Is the present.
Be the gift you wish to have in the present.
Just be thankful for life, thankful for love, thankful for family, thankful for everything that we have in this present time. Final thoughts.
And don't ever give up. Whatever you do.
Yo, stop. Are y'all ready for the jam? I said, are y'all ready for the jam? Yo, G, kick it.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Jam.